Are you listening? Damn.
Hello and welcome to the 314 podcast. I'm your host, Weezer Weir. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. Welcome to what is the best of the 314 podcast, if you can call anything we do best of. But for the holidays, we thought we would take some time and flash back on 2015, which was our first year as the 314 podcast, and give you some more of our moments that you may not have heard because they were recorded during a break, and just some funny stuff about the 314 podcast. So let's get to our first clip. It's a clip from a recent episode that did not air due to the fact that everything that we talked about happened, and I thought, well, who would want to hear that? But we're talking at this point about the Cardinals making a deal for a second baseman, and Ryan has an idea.
I actually kind of foresee maybe this is a possibility that you can package Wong and Matt Adams up into a trade.
Really? You're going to get rid of Wong? You're done with Wong already?
I'm not 100% sold. I don't know. I think if you package Wong and Matt Adams, you can get a...
For who? For what?
Like a Carlos Gonzalez in Colorado. Maybe a good starting pitcher, because here you can always put Piscotty at first base. You know what I mean? So, I mean, in order to get great talent and premier players, you have to give up somebody, and I think Wong is a guy you can package up, and I think Jerko is a good replacement for him.
Can we stop using the term Wong and package? And then Jerko? Can we figure out a new way to...
Well, Ryan, every single time we have a podcast, it's always about some dude's junk. I don't understand.
Right. You guys are the ones thinking about that, not even me. Wow.
Wow. You kept saying, you literally said Wong and package about six times there. Sorry.
You couldn't have said it more.
And then you ended it with a Jerko. What you may not know about the 314 podcast is it started as a fantasy podcast for our fantasy league. Started with me and Han, and early in, I brought in Ryan and Gabe because I thought they'd be great. And we did a four-man for just a couple episodes. Here's a clip from the first episode. Now, the story here is Han had just broken up with his girlfriend and was forced to move into his parents' house. And this is where things got a little weird with his brother.
No, but I tell you what.
Han, do you need to pay your phone bill?
Han, are you on a payphone right now? Are you on a fucking payphone, Han?
He's on an Obama prepaid phone.
Dude, he's on a payphone right now. He is homeless. He's right.
I know, man.
The motherfucker's on a payphone.
I think Natasha canceled the plan.
Oh, man. Working again. I'm having some issues with my, hold on.
Don't you build technology?
What did he do? Yeah.
You fucking ate my dinner.
Calm down, dude. Just calm down. Jesus, motherfucker.
This is great, isn't it?
Hey, right, Han, you'll be dead. Just so you know.
Dude, you gotta calm down. The more you fucking excite.
He pisses me the fuck off.
Dude, calm the fuck down, dude.
That's something that pissed me off.
Relax.
A little play-by-play here. Daryl is going off on Han because Han's dog ate Daryl's dinner.
Sound, because the more you fucking get all crazy and shit, it's gonna get fucking nuts.
Just to clarify.
come on, we do the play-by-play, man. Let's do it.
Did the dog eat the dinner, or did you eat the dog for dinner?
Jesus. Fucking Christ.
We good?
I think we're good here. This is a very... Right. This is like real-time confessions. At Mama Jane's house.
Damn, get off of me.
So, Han.
Yeah, what's up, dude? Let's continue.
Yes, let's, Han.
So, Han, do you have any confessions?
That's what my brother's psychotic. I've never seen him behave this way. You gotta relax. Calm down. Breathe. Don't shoot Han, no fucking dog.
I think Han has ADHJ. Attention Deficit Hanjang Order.
Hanjang!
He doesn't seem very focused.
There's some fucking distractions here.
Gabe, any confessions about this league?
I mean, at this point, I'm not even sure what to say. Like
yeah. I confess this might be the most entertaining. He's gonna go grab
fucking Glock 19 and blow my fucking dog's brains out.
This got weird. This got weird quick.
This is getting weird. Should we take a break or keep rolling?
Take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
What do you think? I'm fucking engaged here. I'm fucking trying to protect my dog from getting shot by a fucking 9mm.
All right. We'll come back after the break. Will the dog be alive or will it be for dinner?
Tough.
Stay tuned. All right, and this next clip, we find out the status of Han's dog. Plus, we hear Ryan defend himself from what Han said in an earlier episode of What Was Our Fantasy podcast. And Ryan, our advice to you, never defend yourself ever again. You just make it worse. Gabe and Ryan are new to the podcast, and they have a few words from last week's podcast that they want to clear up. So, Ryan...
So I listened to last week's boring-ass podcast. Let me tell you how boring.
Why is it boring?
It was
boring.
I had a hard time staying awake. Weezer's delivery was bad. Han wasn't uneducated about football players' names or how to pronounce them or what.
Does it really matter?
Even when they were drafted.
It matters. It matters, Han.
But here. This is what had happened was, apparently I'm extremely gay. I have a very, very small wiener. And I like to defend myself when it comes to that. First of all, we've all had a couple ex-girlfriends. Well, most of us in the 12-player league. I can't say all of us.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Who've actually had girlfriends. But, yeah, I've had a girlfriend or two after we broke up complain that I had a small wiener. Great.
Jesus That's Christ.
What is this?
What are you dating?
What's going on right now,
Ryan? What are you doing?
No.
I thought confessions was the last segment.
Yeah.
I thought this was a fantasy football podcast.
This has nothing to do with fantasy, man. This has nothing.
It's okay if you got a small dick.
According to Han, I'm gay.
Wait, was this fantasy girth or what, dude?
No, according to Han, I'm gay and I have a small dick.
According
to Han, yes.
According to Han or to the ex-girlfriend?
According to Han, yes.
Hey, Jesus, Han, dude, you're digging deeper, man.
Han, open your eyes when I'm looking at you. Anyway.
You're going to tell him you got a small dick. We got it, man. We already have that last game.
Here, I've had girls complain about Han's little dick. You know, of course, girls, he's pissed off. But I'd also like to point out that the fact that I'm gay, there's a very good chance I have been with more girls than everybody in the league combined than you guys even know. Huh?
Dudes don't count.
Dudes, I'm not saying, I'm saying girls.
Oh, just girls this time. Okay, well, dudes will be another segment.
Now, here, let's look at it.
Jesus.
Let's hear a look at it.
What is going on in this podcast? You know, what? Oh, right.
You just validated the fact that you got a small dick, so where are we going with this?
This
is not a counseling session. You talk to your counselor about your small dick. Don't come to us. What the fuck?
You don't have to break down everybody's love life here. We don't need Richie's.
Oh, shit. Let me get through my shit, man.
He wants to talk about his small dick. I don't know how fantasy
I'm talking about it.
Oh, small dick.
All right,
I'm talking about what you talked about last week when I wasn't around to pay attention or defend myself.
Well, you right? Pay attention.
You're around now and
you just did it, fucking.
Hey, Ryan.
You're not defending yourself right now. I'm trying to help you so you don't dig yourself deeper.
I'm not digging myself deeper. I'm trying to explain.
Ryan, you should never defend yourself again.
Yeah, you might want to hire somebody else to defend you next time.
Yeah, hire an attorney or some provo shit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Never.
Right now, you should just say no comment.
Yeah, no comment would be good. Gabe.
Yeah, no comment. Here's my comment. All day.
Here's my comment. Han's got a little dick, too. Many girls have said so.
Gabe. I haven't fucked many girls.
All right. I don't even know what to say after that.
Gabe, do you have anything? Yeah, do you have anything to add from last week?
I was gonna talk about Roger Goodell, but
I can't keep quiet.
I tried talking about Roger Goodell last week, and apparently my delivery was slow. It was a serious substance.
Wow.
So you got to slow it down.
Hey, your delivery was slow.
It's serious. you have to let people think about the words you were saying. Emphasize. Anyway. This is how you should have said that. Girls, tell me I have a small penis. See? It comes across better.
Han likes to talk about my penis and the fact that I'm gay. Because that's wishful thinking on
that's
his...
That's public knowledge.
That's not public knowledge.
That's public information. Your dick is small, dude. Everybody knows.
Hey, Ryan, it's
I'm not claiming to have a fucking horse leg between my fucking...
I mean, it's not the fucking size of your dick. It's the crowd you bring, right? Come on, I'll give it to you. I'll give you that.
All right. Okay, and I'm gay, too, right?
All right, I'll give you a compliment. Yeah. No,
anybody have anything to say about football? Too.
Dude,
don't hit me.
Han, remember when you got your helmet flicked? Do you remember that?
My helmet flicked.
You know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Some gay shit that you're talking about, Gabe.
Come on, big boy.
I was only paying attention. He's playing on his phone, texting Natasha. No comment.
No comment from Han.
I'm not texting Natasha, but we don't need to talk about who I'm texting.
thanks for chiming in that whole last segment.
And it's Carrie.
Yeah, Han. Why don't you not? You already tapped out while you were defending whatever like dog you were about to cook.
My dog was about to get fucking shot by my fucking psychotic brother who's now just went to the gym. I told him to go to fucking gym and fucking hit himself with some weights.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to look at...
Weights. Let's talk about that.
So
are you ready to talk now, Han? Jesus.
That means he can take you in the fight, right?
Han's only interested in being confrontational. Blah, 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 blah. Don't talk anything. Blah, 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 blah.
That's right, Ryan. You shouldn't defend yourself. But if you do need defense, you know who you should call? Bammer Law. That's right. Bammer Law will take care of you for any kind of defense. Ryan, even trying to prove the point that you were trying to make using the words that you didn't use. So, Ryan, next time you need to defend yourself, call Bammer Law at 636-896-4020. They'll take care of it for you. And maybe, hey, you won't lose a debate to Han, me, or Gabe ever again. All right. So our next clip is another never heard before clip from the early podcast. Ryan, Gabe, and I were having a conversation. And Ryan, well, he didn't quite know the word.
Well, I'm going to say we're feuding, no. But I think with his retarded amount of text messages over and over, he goes on his little Han job rampages. I wouldn't give him the satisfaction, especially since I'm supposed to. Especially.
All right, let's play Let's Get the Word Right with Ryan Grimes. What
let's
will
get
you
to
give
work.
Ryan? Here we
what
go.
Did I say?
Let's say
Sorry.
How many times.
What did I say wrong? Why give him the satisfaction?
Yes, let's try. Oh,
that's a drop on you, asshole.
Did you rap?
You tricked me into a freaking drop. All right, add that in. I'm sure that'll be funny somewhere.
I don't have to add a drop to it. You already said it one time. I didn't have to do it again. All right, let's try it again. What's the word we're looking for?
You spin it the wrong way. That's the problem.
Well, I'm trying to give you a chance to say it correctly.
What's the right way?
Yeah. Let's try it again. Round two with Ryan Grimes.
I'm, you know what? I'm shutting my mouth. I'm not even going to say anything right now.
Come on, dude.
No, I'm going to disappoint Weezer so he can't. He wasn't recording that. That's why he wanted to do it.
No, it's recording.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was recording all of this. Man, it doesn't matter. Just let it rip.
I'm not
if you want to get satisfaction, then, you know.
Is that how I said it?
You should know. I just
I don't know. Tell me how you I said just, it.
This is, should be the game.
Screw you. Hey, shelterification.
Oh, and there's a running play, and it wasn't Hillman that scored.
Good.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It was Thompson. I don't even know who that is.
Fifth string. Practice squad.
God damn it.
The fullback. But anyway,
for a little shelterification,
Ryan, this should be the game we play. Each time you mess up a word, we give you... Let's see how many chances it takes you to say it right. So, we're on round three now.
I'm done.
No, come on, Ryan. Be a good sport. What was it?
You sound like Han, dude.
Yeah.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction. No, round four with Ryan Grimes. What is the word we're looking for?
Read book.
It's called a dictionary. You might get some satisfaction.
No, he'll get satisfaction off of it.
That's a real word. I can't pronounce it correctly right now. Screw you.
Hey, dude, your Down syndrome has Down syndrome.
Satisfaction.
No. That is a word. Satisfaction is a word, too.
Jesus.
I'm looking it up.
In your encyclopedia. Wait, are you going to look it up on the encyclopedia?
Encyclopedia.
Oh, my goodness.
That is vacation.
In the intraniat.
Is there any chance that word is spelled like satisfaction?
I'd like to point out the fact.
Not only see where you're getting at, but I still think satisfaction is a word.
Oh, man. Oh, we need to take a break. Oh.
God damn.
Oh, man. All right,
redeem myself here in a second. Leave me alone.
On the sixth round, can we get the right word, Ryan? Ryan, what do you want to give Han? What don't you want to give Han?
No comment.
Extremely gay.
You want to give him your?
I have a very, very small wiener.
Okay. Oh man, that is very satisfying.
Look. Satisfaction is a real word.
No, it isn't.
Not a real word.
It's, Jesus Christ.
I can't even go on. Gabe, you got anything to add right now?
I was going to say my favorite thing Grimes said so far in all these podcasts was that, you know, I met Asians with gambling problems, but I think this might top it.
This is up there. The other one that got me was in our commercial.
Damn it, it's not a word.
Duh, it's satisfaction.
Spoiler alert. This just in, we have breaking news.
I know
satisfaction is not a real word.
I know satisfaction. I was figuring I was saying something.
What, highbrow? Were you going, you were trying to go highbrow on us, or?
I was trying to show that I've never read books.
I like to point out the fact that I've never read a book.
I've never seen him behave this way.
Han, thank you so much for joining the podcast, dude. You know what? It's never too late.
No, Han, he not here.
Oh, man. This is too good right here. Are we still talking football? Or is it English class?
No, apparently it's English class that I'm failing because I skip too much.
Oh, man. Whew.
I think you brain your damage.
Brain your damage?
I think I was going to say maybe he drank himself stupid, but he was saying stupid stuff on Sunday. So, yeah. Oh, man.
I'm a rocket surgeon or brain scientist, but holy shit.
Make sure you check YouTube for Ryan's cover of the Rolling Stones' classic hit, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. One of the best segments we did this year is we did it live from the Dogtown Parade. One of the best segments we did this year was we broadcast live from the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dogtown. Here are the clips from us in Dogtown with special guest, my sister Jenny Weir. What's up, everybody? Weezer here, live Dogtown for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I'm with the regular crew, Gabe and Ryan, and we got a special guest. My sister Jenny's here. Hey guys, we're live. It's a little cold, not as sunny. Hopefully that comes out, but we're a few beers deep. What's going on?
Your beard is shining like the proud Irish red that's inside of
you. Yeah, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it is. It's
it looks
it's
more
glowing.
Red today.
I'm telling you, this day it just goes. People are like, "Do you dye it?" I don't dye it. I swear. It just knows. It, there's a beacon that goes out.
Don't say
the gingers around the world unite all in parades like this throughout the country and world.
It does look unusually bright, but I see a hint of orange in it, too.
Yeah, it's like you're a ringer.
I don't know.
It's the ginger in me. So, guys, it's about, what time is it? 11 o'clock. The parade starts at 12:30. We're going to try to do updates throughout the day. We know probably by 3, the updates will be like, bleh, podcast, America. But right now it's a little calm. There's a lot of kids around, so
yeah,
we're trying
so
to behave. Ryan has already been slightly racist towards gingers.
That was it.
We got police coming by, but you know, so far so good. We got some Jameson in a flask. We got about 30 beers and
gummy bears.
So it should be a pretty good day. For those who are listening, grab a beer and drink with us.
Happy St. Patty's Day, belated.
Yeah,
because by the time they listen to this, it's over.
Should we have a St. Patty's Day podcast drinking game if you're listening at home? So anytime one of us says ginger, you take a drink. Drink.
All
right.
Done.
Anytime.
Ginger.
Anything, Ryan? Anytime Ryan says something kind of stupid,
racist?
That might not be too much racist. Like, yeah, we'll
figure
it out.
I blew the black guy down here.
Yeah, drink.
There it is.
And anytime Weezer says podcast.
And anytime I say podcast.
We're going to be so happy.
So this is update number one on the 314 podcast.
I'm not sure if... I know if we brought enough beer. They outlawed coolers or something.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why would you outlaw coolers? Explain to me why you would not want... Like, you can bring beer, you just don't want it to be cold. Like, anti-cold
beer.
Here's
what they're...
Makes no sense.
This is what they're hoping, right?
Makes no sense.
You didn't bring a cooler, so now you're going to go check out St. James down there and get a beer from them. Oh, yeah. Right down the street, there's Seamus McDaniels. Let's go buy a beer from them.
Nope.
It's just a way to make more money.
I guess. I mean, you got enough people making money. I mean, you're gonna make a lot of bad decisions. I don't think the one bad decision is cold beer today.
It's the same page. I feel like it's run by Jews. They're trying
And drink. All right.
I said that because I was thirsty.
Well,
hey, Weezer's a ginger.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the shortest podcast ever.
It's gonna be so long.
We're gonna take a break. We'll check back in and we'll let you know what we're doing. This is the 314 podcast.
Drink.
Wait to report.
All right, welcome back, 314. That's Ryan opening up another beer. It's about 10 minutes since we last recorded, and we've all had a beer. I've had a few gummy bears. Ryan had a little social observation about downtown St. Louis and the wind. Ryan, do you want to chime in?
No.
How you doing?
Good.
How are you? Thank you for letting me interrupt.
Yeah,
you.
Absolutely.
My name's Mike King. I'm with your Veterans Rehabilitation Project. And we're asking your help. Your generosity will go to your veterans senior centers if you choose to help. There are two pens to choose from. They are unique. They're donated to us by the Coral Sea Group. They were cut from plates from the aircraft carrier Coral Sea after serving in Korea and Vietnam.
That's fair.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
I only had a couple bucks for that.
Thank you for your generosity.
Absolutely. Thank you for your service.
God bless America.
You.
God bless our patriots. Please.
No, I don't need one.
Oh, take a pin.
You can
come
take
on
a donation.
Him. Take the pin, Ryan. Be American.
Well, we want more, don't want to.
I was born the 4th of July.
Make him go away, Matt.
I was born the 4th of July.
Really?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for your
thank
service.
You. Thank you for your kind words.
All right, guys, that was a live salesman. Ryan just bought a pin. He donated to the veterans. He's got an America pin.
Now, for some reason, Gabe didn't. I can't point it. I can't put the finger on it, but
I have zero cash on me because
like I didn't take debit.
Right, but you can definitely point that out, Ryan. I appreciate. appreciate that. Here's the thing. Can you actually work that pin? Can you actually open the pin to put it on your...
How many times does he stab himself, right?
I'm not sure. I mean, honestly, this could be a health hazard.
Do you think I can fit it where my old earrings were and put
it
in my
ear? Was that a World War II vet? Ryan, was that a World War II vet? If anybody should be grateful for that, that'd be Gabe here.
He said... No, he was I said Vietnam and Korea.
A Vietnam and Korea vet. So, yeah, that was unplanned. Live, you know, this is a live broadcast and...
Well, not really.
Well, it's live while we record. I guess everyone's a live one when you do it live. Yes, I just turned 30 a couple days ago. They're telling me stories I don't remember. For some reason, I was a little drunk. I don't know why. Why would that be? Well, so, yeah, apparently, I remember winning a lot of dance-offs, but...
I don't think you won any of them, honestly. I wasn't there, but the way you were acting and the way you kept reminding me that you have those moves like Jagger... If you were telling that to the person in the dance-off, you probably lost.
I don't know, but Ryan and Gabe, they know I got moves.
I see you dance. It's pretty bad.
Katie was just saying you were screaming in the car, they can't buy what I'm selling.
They can't buy what I'm selling. I got the moves like Jagger.
Unreal.
Hey!
And the parade's about to start, and the sun just came out.
Yes,
the sun.
Did.
All right, guys, that cheer. The sun is broken loose down here in Dogtown. Oh, and it just got about 5 degrees warmer. That's what I mean.
Instantly. Awesome.
So we got a guy in a hat. He's waving.
Justin Renard. What's up?
Oh, we got a guy. Who's this?
Justin, he works at Dewey's with me.
This is Justin that works with my sister. You're on the 314 podcast. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
But we're welcome to it.
Would you listen to anything called the 314 podcast?
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. All right, so what are you up to today?
Drinking.
Guinness. St. Patty's Day.
Love that.
Is Guinness the beer of choice today?
That is the beer of choice today.
Guinness. You take for March Madness, Kentucky or the field?
I have no idea.
Say one.
What do you like better, Bronx Bomber or Rocky Balboa?
What beer number is that for you so far today?
Only my first.
Oh, first? That's amateur hour down here.
Now, you asked me beer. You didn't ask me how many
Jameson shots we got.
Three or four.
This is Justin knows what's up. Jameson, all right. Justin.
All right, Harp versus Guinness.
Guinness.
This is what I think.
Really?
Guinness. I'm Harp all the way.
I feel sorry
Harp.
For you.
Harp all the way.
I like the hat, man.
We
had a solid hat.
Thank you. We're just hanging out. I'm just hanging out.
All right, that was Justin.
Yeah.
This is our St. Patty's. We're going to run into people, and we're just going to interview them. This one's it's brought to you by Bud Light. Hey, that great taste never lets you down, never fills you up, making a Bud Light.
Easy. They can pay us to say that shit.
Yeah. They're going to. I'm going to send a check. That was Justin. We got Jenny. We got Gabe. We got Ryan. We're going to take, we're going to come back to you in a little bit. This is 314 Podcast. Welcome back to the 314 Podcast. In a terrible turn of events, that just went into great. They sent me to go get more beer. We left the beer on the porch. I didn't see the beer, and I told them our beer got stolen. We sent Gabe and Ryan to go and do a recon, and they got beer. So, hey. Cheers to you guys.
Well, we found the beer that never got stolen.
Yeah, epic fail, Weez. Epic.
Weez are so drunk already at noon.
I'm not that
he
drunk.
Couldn't even see the beer.
Yeah. We're about,
I can't even see
we're
the
about
beer.
10 minutes away from this parade starting. Here comes a couple ladies. Ryan's got his eye on.
Nope.
Yeah. Hey, Gabe, you know why we call this the 314 Podcast?
Why, Weez?
Because that's how many girls are going to reject Ryan today.
And you.
And dudes.
No, and you.
Oh, they say and dudes.
That would have been better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know. 3 o'clock rolls around. I'm beginning on everything.
Ryan, at a certain time, like, I know late at night, he'll go and do anything. Anyone, if you know what I mean. Maybe earlier with day drinking, you never know.
I don't know, Weez. You don't unleash that freaking dragon you got in your pants with the freaking
that's a drink
busting out right
that's
there.
That's a Jameson drink for Ryan. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's starting to fill up down here, guys.
It's nice.
Yeah. Crowd, if some kids around, once they leave,
too many.
Get crazy.
Too many kids. Too many kids.
All right. Hey, Gabe, how many beers is that for you?
I think this is five.
Five?
Four or five.
I think we're on six, but who knows? They were stolen and they were found.
Who keeps count?
I was lost, but I was found.
That means Weeze went to a random person's house, walked up their stairs.
It was like, where's my beer?
You know, it's funny. It's my buddy's place. I've been there.
Were you wasted then too?
Unreal.
Idiot. I'm an idiot, yeah. All right. 314 podcast. Praise going on. We got beans. We got beer.
Jello shots.
I got a Jello shot from an old lady.
Like old lady.
Like a real old lady.
Like old.
God bless her.
Yes.
She just came out there looking like she's going to get a beads or something.
Yeah. Crowd's going crazy down here. We're handing out beads. We got candy. Ryan's creepily yelling at girls. Gabe is swaying back and forth like a metrodome.
And he's got a slur going.
He's got a little bit of slur. Gabe, what's up?
Happy St. Patty's Day!
We got a fire engine going by. We got some beads coming our way. Not coming our way. Smells like gasoline. Anyway, let's go.
We have an old lady with a green mustache. Awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's a real mustache.
We've done about three beers since the last time we checked in.
No more than that.
Some Jameson. Three beers is a low estimate. Ryan's about to holler at some ladies coming by.
Not these ladies.
Not these ladies.
No.
Real quick,
let's talk. All right, guys. Weezer back here. I'm with Gabe and Jenny. Ryan's talking to a dude, which we're not that surprised with. Not surprised at all. The parade.
You got a sucker. Weezer got a jello shot. I got nothing.
The parade is winding down. We're close here. Friends of Megan walking by right now. I wish.
Who's
Ryan,
Megan?
I don't know. Friends of. She might have passed away.
That's sad. Let's really
the sun's come out.
The sun is out.
I gotta say, I'm kind of disappointed in Weezer's behavior.
He's not belligerent yet.
The way
the beard is more loud than
he's
you.
Attacked. Beads is kind of it's disrespectful.
I'm just showing these guys I'm catching beads and candy. It's unfair for them. I got soft hands.
Ryan straight up attacked a young. An adolescent. I don't know what's going on. It is crazy.
Best beard in the parade!
Woo!
Best beard in the parade!
Throwing beads. I can't catch. That's what I'm gonna lose here.
I automatically won.
Guys, this is the end. The parade is getting to an end. One more float after this. We're at Riley right here. They're almost done. They're giving up because they know the parade's almost over. People are thanking their officer in front of us for their service.
Sun came out finally.
The sun is out.
Guns are out.
Guns are out. Here comes a real
sun is out. Guns are out.
A leprechaun is walking by.
Woo!
I feel like he dyed his beard. Mine's real.
I'm off. Goddamn right. Hell yeah, Elmo.
Here we go. The last float is coming by. The streets are starting to fill out down here on Tam. We're down in Dogtown.
Where are we?
Dogtown. The last float is coming by. A lot of ginger beards on this float.
Drink.
Drink.
This is a parade, folks.
Woo!
That's the 314 podcast. We'll be back. 314 podcast. Gabe, Brian, special guest Jenny and Rich.
Special guest, new host.
Yeah.
New host, Jen.
You can tell drinks have been flowing that people think they're going to replace me on the podcast.
Easy replaceable.
We're at the tent with the music in the bathrooms. That's what was described to us. You can hear music in the background. iTunes, we're not paying for that, so don't cancel our podcast. Gabe has been drinking. Gabe is holding on to Ryan for dear life. Ryan's enjoying it. Apparently, I got voted off as host.
So I'm the new host. Welcome to the new 314 podcast.
where we'll talk about drinks, boobs, and beer.
Wait, drinks, boobs, and beer?
Drinks, boobs, and beer. That's the new motto.
You have me at boobs?
And then I got you a drinks and beer. So welcome to the new podcast.
Already way better.
There you go.
Whoa.
Yep.
So this is the new crew signing off.
Hey, Jill, let me ask you a question. No sign off yet.
No, we're not signing off yet.
I've never heard the word boobs come out of Leech's mouth. Can you explain that for me?
I don't know if he knows the word boobs. This weirdo knows the word boobs.
Weezer does not know the word boobs.
I just like to point out the fact that Ryan's gay and has a small penis. Is that what we've been told? Yes, Dogtown, always fun, and we will be back there live this coming year in 2016 with the 314 podcast. All right, now sometimes during breaks we like to tell you to like us on Facebook or Twitter at 314 podcast. So we have to record those. Well, Ryan was having a little issues. Here's some behind the scenes of Ryan trying to record a advertisement for our Facebook and Twitter.
All right. What's up, guys? This is Ryan Grimes. Hit us up on iTunes, Podomatic. Not hit us up. Listen.
No. Just, you can't go, come on.
Sorry.
Come on, Ryan.
Hey, I've never done this before. All right.
Let's keep it light. Sound happy.
What's up, guys? This is Ryan. This makes it hard because I know you guys are just fucking with me. You're going to make fun of me the whole time.
Just don't be so serious. Yeah, just right. Don't be like, hey, what's up, guys? Better sign the fuck up.
Okay. All right, what's up, guys? This is Ryan. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, and then like us on Facebook, and also please post below our wall. Okay, was that bad?
It was funny. It was actually pause. Better. It was actually better, though.
See if you can do it one
more. Well, the whole time, you guys, I'm looking at you guys. You guys are giggling, making fun of me right when I'm going up.
Wait, can you see me?
Well, Weezer.
Oh, right, here.
Get out of frame.
I'm turning off my camera.
Well, it's not just that. Now it's mentally in my head.
Well, right. Now look at that gay-ass picture of Weezer in plaid shorts or whatever.
What's up, guys? Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher. Also like us on Facebook, and please post any comments you have to our wall. Everything is free.
I don't know why that was so funny.
I can watch this all night. This is awesome. Just going. I'm going to shut up. Just
now
keep going.
Now what?
It's awesome.
Now you guys are cutting out.
We lost him. We lost
Ryan.
Look at his face.
I can't even hear you.
All right, we lost you for a second. It's your internet.
Look at his face.
Hello?
Yeah. All right, try it again.
All right, what I do this time?
Subscribed.
All right. You guys are dickheads.
Well, this is fun.
This is awesome.
Yeah, for you guys.
This should be our podcast.
I don't have a script. I'm just trying to do it off the top of my head.
I know.
All right. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher. Also, like us on Facebook. And please post any comments you have on our wall.
It's all free, bitches.
That was perfect, Ryan. Yeah. Hey, that's the one.
That's the money.
All right.
Yes, and remember, like us on Facebook and Twitter at 314 Podcast. I want to thank everybody for listening to this best of the 314 Podcast. On behalf of Ryan Grimes and Gabe Diamond, we really do wish you a very happy holiday and hope you have a great new year. I want to take this time. I want to thank all our listeners. I want to thank everybody that's liked us on Facebook and everything. Please keep interacting with us. You know, you guys, this. We love doing this, and we'd hope this gets bigger, and people can just see how much fun we have here. And I want to take one last, and I really want to thank Gabe and Ryan for their time. They put in good work, and I'm glad that we can keep doing this. And 2016, we're gonna do big things. The goal is to have a new episode out every Wednesday. That'll be 314 day in the week of St. Louis, and we're going to continue to try to do new innovative stuff and just try to keep it fresh and light and keep you guys entertained. Always hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Once again, for Gabe Diamond, Ryan Grimes, I'm Weezer Weir. Thanks for listening to the 314 podcast, and have a great rest of the year.